We have two speakers left tonight. Coming up next, a librarian who works at the Maker Lab, Ashley Rayner.
Hi, everyone. I was laughing when you were saying that you don't have a lot of, you're not good at making things like that, because neither am I, and I still was able to make stuff. You just have to find what you like doing, I guess. When I was thinking about this idea of talking about making, I thought about my family and the fact that I think every family has a lexicon. By that I mean like a shared vocabulary or something that little inside jokes that are kind of shortcuts for your family. So I have, of course, my mom and my dad, and then I have a little brother, Andrew, who's 4 years younger than me. And my parents never really restricted us from watching anything or reading anything. There was at one point my dad tried to stop us from watching The Sopranos, but we revolted and we were able to watch it anyway. So I probably watched the movie Goodfellas way too young. That's the 1990 classic with Martin Scorsese. I don't know, has everyone seen that? I don't want to spoil a 20-something-year-old movie. But toward the end, the main character, Henry, is upset at his wife for doing something that he didn't expect her to do. And he goes, "Karen, why did you do that?" Like over and over. And so in my family, if someone does something dumb, we'll be, "Karen, why did you do that?" Sometimes we'll replace, the names, but usually it's just, "Karen, why did you do that?" over and over again. Or there was one time we were at a fair, and my mom is looking around at all the signs, and she's like, "Funeral cake? What's a funeral? Why would anyone want a funeral cake?" And we're looking, and we're like, "Mom, we see a sign that says funnel cake. Is that what you meant when you said funeral? Because no one will want a funeral cake." She's like, "Oh, funnel cake." So now, if anyone like misreads something or misunderstands something, they'll say, "Oh, it's, funeral cake, funeral cake." Or my mom, again, who I don't even think she's seen a whole episode of The Simpsons, but we were obsessed with it when we were kids. Every once in a while, she'll go, "Everything's coming up, Cheryl," just like everything's coming up, Milhouse. It's really random. But when I thought about this and the idea of making, I thought about a situation with myself and my little brother. I don't remember how old we were, but he was making brownies. And I'm not talking about like from scratch. I'm just talking about like Duncan Hines from the box, And I don't know if you guys have younger siblings, but one of the roles of an older sibling is to, gently correct your younger sibling in such a way, that it helps them build their character. I was really good at that. My little brother might have too much character, if that's such a thing. I did a really good job. But, he was making the brownies, and he was just doing, I don't really know a good way to say this, but I'll just say it. He was doing everything wrong. It was all wrong. He got like eggshell in the batter. He used too much oil, not enough oil. He didn't get all the powder out of the packets. It was very complicated, and he was just ruining it. So I'm gently telling him, correcting him, "Andrew, you should do it this way. No, you shouldn't do that. You should do it this way." My mom, who was supervising, finally came over, and she said, "Ashley, leave him alone. Let him mess up his own brownies." And I couldn't really say anything to that. I had to go away. Even though he was still doing stuff wrong, I couldn't say anything. And when the brownies were done, I hate to admit this, but, they were okay. They were actually pretty good. They were pretty solid brownies. So now in my family, if, someone is trying to gently correct another person, they might respond, "Oh, let me mess up my own brownies. Let me do this." And, sometimes when you mess up your own brownies, you learn something about yourself. And maybe the person who's offering all the gentle correction, maybe they learn a little bit about themselves too. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Ashley. Yo, I want some brownies. Anyone got brownies?